We do have a little, very short time, very quickly, say hello to the person beside you and thank you for being a gift. Thank you for the gift of your presence today. All right. Some of you received a bulletin. Some of you probably have not. But have you looked at this gorgeous picture? This good-looking girl. Sister Zrinka. This girl is going to give you a lot of gray hair, sister. That's a prophecy. She is a very good-looking girl. And she has arrived. She has arrived, and the parents know that it was a gift they were waiting for. That's why we chose this scripture. Remember that today is also her brother's birthday. Yes. So today he is the one who is dedicating his sister. He's going to be a big brother, always a nice one. So today is his birthday. So what a day. And grandma is here too, again. Nice to see you, sister. And we are here as the village. The reason why we are here is because we want to send a message to Brother James, to his beautiful family, Sister Zinka, that as long as the circumstance allow them to stay with us, we'll be the village that you need. Because your child already started. You can look at those eyes. Look at those eyes. She's already grabbing things, right? That's how they form their personalities. They'll be looking at you and they'll be copying things from you. The way you bow your heads during the prayer, the way you address them, the way you approach them, the way you show kindness, the way you show Christ, they will be feeding from the village. So please be a strong village. Be a wall that she needs in order for her to feel confident that this is the place where God chose her to be. She is a gift not only to the parents, but she is a gift to us. Why I make this statement? Because most of the time, a child dedication typically is a parent's come in front, and the pastor, few words, and they have a prayer, and let's go on with the service. It is too vital for us to be so brief about something so important. And also, the church is not here just to witness a dedication, but to be committed to a dedication as well. So today is not only the parents that dedicate this child, we are dedicating this child. We are making a commitment to represent Christ well for her as she grows among us. Okay? So please be aware that when God gives a gift, he not only gives to the parents, but gives also to the village. And we are receiving this gift. Since May 24th, why I like May 24th? Because the next day was my baby's birthday too. So it will be always easy to remember. When we dedicated 3 years ago Micaiah, we call a perfect gift. So I says, now I have to find a title that goes along with the brother. So he says, this is a precious gift. So both of them are precious. So a perfect gift and a precious gift. And why we chose gracious gift, you'll find out very soon. That has a connection with the baby. Child dedication is a committing of the parents and also the village to bring this child. So this child in such a way will find out who her creator is. Before birth, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I think it's a very appropriate, even though these words were addressed about Jeremiah. But I believe that we are entitled, every single human being, are entitled to claim those words as our own. Why? Because I don't think God, the Bible says clearly, God does not discriminate against anyone. We are all equal before God. And so I think it's very appropriate that we apply these words, not only personally to us, but in this case, to Mila. I knew you, Mila, before I formed you in your mother's womb. And this is the first part of Jeremiah 1, verse 5, New Living Translation. And then we continue. Before, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. This is the entire verse. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. The word prophet means as my messenger, as my instrument. And we pray that the parents will guide her to be a messenger for God. Before everyone, no matter where she is, she will be able to always reflect the image of God as the parents will guide her to it. A gracious gift. Okay? Children are, we mentioned this, a reward. Now, why gracious gift? Every good, perfect. We use this also for Micaiah. Every good good gift and every perfect gift is from God, from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now we apply this to the brother. Now we apply this also to the sister. A good, perfect gift. Continue. It says, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father is perfect. And we're not talking about Brother James, okay? It says, your Father, your Heavenly Father. It says, therefore, Mila, you shall be perfect. And this is what we shall tell our children. Perfection, not in a sense the way the world. Perfection here means holiness, likeness with God. So every child should be trained to be like the Heavenly Father. When Jesus Christ was here, he was trying to tell us all, we must be one with the Father. We must be like our Father. And in the beginning, every child wants to be like the Father, right? Or mom. I remember I said this joke before, but I'll repeat again. One day, my mother, my wife was giving a haircut to my son. And he told her, I want to be just like Papa, just like me. He wants this haircut. He didn't get then, but we laughed. But now he got it. Now he has a haircut just like me. And so we want to be like our Heavenly Father. We need. So the function of the parents and the village is to teach this child. The main objective is to be as our Heavenly Father, to be as perfect as He is. She is a perfect gift as long as she learns to be like the Heavenly Father. Here is what we... Now, the gift is a home. And what is the meaning of Mila? I look online, and then after I found some things, I talked to the parents to make sure that what did they have found. And there are many. Depends on what language you look. In Russian, gracious. So, and it's Slavic, right? It says gracious. I found one place that says grace. And there is another place that says dear one. All fits well. But the one that we chose for today's message is gracious. Mila is a gracious gift to her parents, to the Heavenly Father, and to us as a village. Mila, meaning, I just mentioned, the Slavic meaning of the name Mila is gracious, or also in Russian, or dear one. In Hebrew, it means word. This is what I find very unique. It means word. And why you notice that I capitalized the word word and I put in different colors. You know what that means, right? Jesus is the word. It says, and as the word of God. And I thought that, and I put a source so you know that I don't made up this thing. This is the source where I found it. Google, all overview, Have you noticed the date? It couldn't match better. I copied this, and then I realized when I went to look to her birthday, that's what was posted. On her birthday was posted this. Wow. It says, the word as in the word of God. So I thought this would be unique to share with the church family, that this is what it says. Before, we mentioned this before, it says, Lord, even before I say a word. Why I capitalize the word of there? Because the word mila in Hebrew, it means word. And here's one verse where mila is used in original. It's Psalms 139 verse 4. If you read the 139, it talks always about God knowing us before we are even created. It's a beautiful psalm. And I recommend everybody to read and even memorize. I have a theology teacher that he's assigned to us, says, I want all of you to memorize Psalm 139. And if you do, I'll give you an extra A grade to your class. And we got busy and we memorized. It's a beautiful, wonderful psalm. And I want all of you to, especially when people talk about abortion, talk about those things, visit this psalm and read it. You'll be amazed. So Lord, even before I say a word, you already knew it. Before mila, which is a word, was even created, the Lord already knew it. He says, you create every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. All before. And let me just make a point here. I congratulate you, Sister Zrinka, and every mother here who chose not your comfort, but you decide to give life. How many people, how many young people today are discouraged from even thinking about, oh no, I don't want that inconvenience. I want to travel. I want my career. Oh, I don't want to lose my figure. You know, if I got one of those little things, it's going to transform not only outside, inside completely, forever. And many young people today don't realize what a wonderful gift they have, the fact they are alive. And sadly, some of them are taking some cartoons and goes to the street and says, the woman's right. Can you imagine if that right would be used and you won't be there for protesting because your mother gave you the right to be there? So it's very important for us to understand the value of life. We as humans should enjoy it and give on to other generation. We cannot allow to be selfish. It says, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And then it says, and your book, they all were written the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. The Calvinists use this to try to say that there's predestination. That God, no matter what we do, we're going to be what God wants to. No, that's not what it means. God only writes our choices. And because God is not limited to the future or to the past, everything is present in God, for God. Therefore, even before we choose, God already knows what we're going to choose, but it is our choice. So there is no such thing as predestination in that sense. Okay? Matthew 18, verse 3, New Living Translation, says this. Then Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Unless you turn from your sins and become like children. What does Jesus mean by saying this? He's talking about the nature of the gift that he gives to you. God, remember the text that we read in James chapter 1, verse 17? Every good gift, every perfect. So, Sister Zrinka, when your baby's crying too much, remember a perfect gift. That's what the Bible says. When your child starts doing mischievous things, remember a perfect gift. Don't say, you just look like your father. Don't embrace the heresy, the satanic view that the world is trying to convince us that we are born defective. Therefore, any abuse is justified because we are already messed up from birth. No, we are not. God gave us perfect as a perfect gift. We, through life, copy mistakes and make some bad mistakes. But the children, from the moment that God gives to you, He gives you good and perfect gift. So look at your child always as a perfect gift. And if your child is starting doing something wrong, look at yourselves before you look at your child. And see that the key, the mystery of how to correct your child, maybe it should look at you first. And then you'll be able to help your child. Never with anger, never with frustration, approach your child. Because when you approach your child with anger, you imprint in that child a very confusing picture. Because your child looked to you as your God. And then if you show anger, that child will start to get confused. Because he starts to realize, oh, so God is good and evil. Just like that lie that Satan said in the beginning. Don't let him get away with it. Don't show to that child that that's the way God is. God is good. Take the time to be good, and your child will be good. Because a person who always contemplates what is good becomes good. Whatever you contemplate, that's what you become. And a note for you young people that are looking at your cell phones during the church service, you should say, look at what is good and you become good. So turn off those things and pay attention, please. You will never get into the kingdom of heaven if you are not like children. When Jesus Christ said this, he didn't say, by the way, child, who is your parent? Oh, no, not you. It doesn't apply to you. Who is your? No, he says, children, all of them. Okay, because it's their nature. Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. I like to pause just a little bit about this. Do not hinder them. Can a village hinder a child from coming to God? Can a parent hinder? Can a grandparent? Can a friend? Move away from your child all the things that can hinder your child. Sometimes we are so desperate for some peaceful time, we turn on the TV and let the TV babysit our children. And then our children show some kind of behavior. We wonder, where did you get this from? Don't hinder them. Don't hinder them. Don't provide them instruments or cell phones or things and without supervision and let those things hinder them to come to God. How many children sometimes they don't want to go to church because the church is too boring? Why is something too boring for our children? It's because they did not realize the distinction between what is entertainment and what is education. What I do for eternal life and what I do just for this life. Sometimes they need to understand the difference between good and perfect, the way God is. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as this. Heaven is for kids. We must be kids. Again, God's commandment for you, Sister Zrinka, for you, Brother James, and for us, as a church, as a village. You must love the Lord your God with all your whole mind. How much of the mind? Your whole being and all your strength. And continue, this is verse 5. Now verse 6, it says, and you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commandments that I am giving you today. And then verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, it says, repeat them. How many times? Again, 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 and again. Talk about them when you are at home, and when you are on the road, and when you are going to bed, and when you're getting up. Get to the point? Talk to them all the time about what is good, and then you won't be surprised your child is going to be a good child. Talk about them, about love, about what is good, and they will love what is good. Now, brothers and sisters, I'd like to say to you as a church, there will be a moment that you may hear Mila crying or maybe a little bit overexcited about something. Don't do this. Because you may have to go to see a doctor afterward if you're not careful. Okay? Show kindness. You know? They would do what is best, and we need to do what is best. Let's raise Mila together, right? One day when Jesus Christ comes, let us all meet Jesus Christ together. At this time, I'd like to invite my brother James, Sister Zrinka, the big brother Micaiah, the grandmother too. I'm going to invite them to come forward, please. You can have just a seat here in front, just for a second. I'm going to ask the church to make a commitment, but before they do, I'm going to ask you as parents, okay? You know that dedication is not just a prayer. In a Catholic church, and I don't say this in a criticism way, but when they pray, they think that the prayer has this kind of special effect, that child is going to be, you know, blessed just because of the prayer. But the prayer is just a commitment that you both make, that you be, you know, the guide that she needs. You be the reflection that she needs to contemplate what God looks like. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question directed to the parents first. Do you promise before God to be dedicated parents to this child? Yes. Do you promise always to show Jesus Christ to this child? Yes. Do you promise to live a life that represents God's will in every choice that you make as applies to her? Let me ask the church. Church, do you promise to be forgiving when Mila is just a child? Do you promise to lift her up when she needs the most, especially when she may misbehave? Do you promise to support the parents? Do you promise to be gracious to them? As God has been gracious to us and give us this gracious little fella to be here with us. We are very blessed for this opportunity to raise this child together. Now I'm going to ask the parents to come forward. And my brother Cleveland, representing as the elder of the church, we're going to ask Sister, the head deaconess, Sister Helene. She's not here, right? She's downstairs. Okay. Sister Diana, would you come represent the ladies then? Okay, the parents, Sister Zrinka, you, when you're with us, the rest can stand, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we bring this child before you. We recognize how gracious you have been to Brother James and Sister Zrinka and Makaya. We ask you, please, to give them the wisdom and give them, Lord, the power of being always committed to raise this child as a dedicated child to you. Bless her in all the choices that she will make in life. Bless her with a good health, but especially with a good heart. Give her, Lord, the strength to make right choices. Allow her always to be your image. In the name of Christ, we bring her before you and her parents and those of us that are family, a spiritual family or blood family. We ask those blessings in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The church has a little gift for you. And happy birthday to you. All right. Okay. Thank you. Now we're going to be singing this song, thinking about the Burden family. Okay? Let's stand and sing together. When Mila is at home. Oh, I mean, when love is at home.